Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Tom, Abu Tom, the American fundamentalist. I try to put fun in fundamentalism. But tonight we are in a bit of a sorrowful mood. That's why I played the Lenten opening, O Sacred Head Surrounded. America is becoming a Bible story, and the Democrats are the Pharisees, and Chuck Schumer is Caiaphas, and our beloved Donald Trump is under siege from all sides, betrayed by communists and not supported by cowards. And he is the only hope. He is our best hope. And if we destroy him, we are going to destroy ourselves. So my theme tonight is only two parties in America, the Communist Party and the Trump Party. Everyone is afraid to say the word communist. Why? Because everyone is brainwashed. Impossible. One of the early achievable goals of the Communist Party was to take over one party in the United States or both. And guess which one they control? When the Communist Party decided not to field candidates for office under the Communist banner, the Stooges were ordered to join the Democrat Party. They now control the media, the universities with abortion clinics nearby. I had a woman tell me the other day she went to visit with her daughter to a university, and the first thing she saw at the entrance across the street was an abortion clinic. It didn't sit well with her. The drug trade soon to be legalized and taxed. Your health care plan will cost more to cover rehab for the drug zombies. The communist goal is less capable fighters to deal with when the time comes. The Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, paid the Iranians to kill Americans. The plane with the cash got there faster than a Benghazi rescue. I'm going to give you a little French and Arabic music. The lady's name is Alabina, and her song in French is Comme toi.
Comme toi,
I think Maintenant means maintenance. That's a song about good maintenance. And welcome back. You know, there's a lot of leaks going on and coming out of all of the corrupt agencies. One of the things that came up tonight at an Irish reunion was what is the Congress and the Senate doing with insider trading? Wall Street people go to jail for it, but here you've got a Congress and you've got a Senate that is allowed to do Wall Street trading. There's a guy who wrote a book, and the title of the book was Throw Them All Out. And he did some investigating on the scheming and bribe-taking of the House and the Senate. And it's a dirty picture. It's X-rated. It's unbelievable. And one of the guys who he mentioned comes to mind is John Kerry. Seems that when they were putting together the Obama catastrophe, the Obamacare, and Obama doesn't care. If you think he gives two shiites about you, you're crazy. You're crazy. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, I was thinking about how the Democrats, which I call now the Communist Party, use the IRS. There's a woman called Frances Fox Pivens, and she's a communist, big communist. And I think she did a book or put out a dogma. Cloward Pivens was the title. It's a tutorial about how to financially break the United States. And, you know, Obama added $10 trillion to the debt, right? He came in and shoot 100. Then he had, somebody said he had a $2 billion shovel-ready jobs, and the only thing that got shoveled was no charge. And he even laughed about it. I saw him in an interview, and he thought it was funny that he wasted $2 billion on shovel-ready jobs and nobody got a shovel. But that's what happens when you let communists run wild. So one of the tactics that's now coming up, because Democrats used it on Trump. Trump is turning the tables and saying, if you want to play that game, I'll play it with you. And you guys also met with the Russians. And not only that, but you use certain government agencies to persecute American citizens, namely Christians, which brings up a question. If you're a Christian, what the hell are you doing in the party of death to little children? What are you, sick? Get out of that Antichrist party. That's the party of death, Party de la Muerte. You got a Vaya con Te Fiesta. Go with the Tea Party. Go with Del Trumpo, the job czaro. And the jobs are coming back. And the money's coming back. And the stock market's up 3,000 points since the guy said I do. He married the American people and he's our husband. Unbelievable. So anyway, they took the IRS and they ordered the IRS to go after the Christians. And there is a communist KGB front group in New York. And of course, that means it's all over the country. And it's called the Institute for Policy Studies. And it's KGB run. They take their orders direct from Russia. And they're a 501c. They got it. But the conservatives couldn't get 501c status. So what they did is they took the Communist Party ordered the IRS to go after Christians. Do you know, if you look up a left winger in the dictionary, they don't even use the word communist anymore. It used to be the first thing that comes up. Now they just say they believe in socialism. Socialism is stage 3 of a communist takeover. Socialism is peaceful revolution. Stage 4 is when they call out their army to kill you. That's violent revolution. And that inevitably will come to pass if we don't let Trump go to work. They're trying to stop him from going to work. They're having a job action. And speaking of job action, what's a union doing in a government agency? Who is the union going to strike against? The people? I don't want that. I don't want to pay for that crap. I don't want to pay for any self-inflicted wound. And if you don't know what that means heroin, that means AIDS. I don't pay for self-inflicted wounds. God gave you a beautiful body and you screwed it up. It's time to make amends. Go into the desert with a bottle of water and run for 40 days. Anyway. So that's what they did. They sent the IRS in to go after the Christians. So when you look up left, when you look up left winger in the dictionary, it should say communist. You know what they say? You know what it says in the dictionary when you look up a right winger? Christian. Extreme right wing, Jerry Falwell. Yeah, Billy Graham's son. These are extreme right wingers. The Communist Party is saturated in the Democrat, so-called Democrats. The last real Democrat was Harry Truman. And you know what Harry Truman said about congressmen and senators? When they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to say present or not guilty. And if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And he also said, upon learning that another politician had cheated on his wife. You know what Harry said? If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? More cash, President Clinton? Oh, by the way, attention, King of Morocco, your 3 minutes are up. Deposit another $12 million for the next 3 minutes. So they sent the IRS, and then when they were exposed as to what the evil deed they were doing, then the media covered it up. The media covers up everything. You want me to break your heart? 2,000 dead GIs. 2,000 dead GIs. You don't know about one of them. They all died under Obama's watch. They died in Afghanistan. 2,000. 20,000 wounded. Many had their legs blown off. With IEDs packed with copper lugs from Iran, paid for by Obama. He gave him the money to buy the lugs. Yeah, that was his peace overture. Yeah, unbelievable. So the IRS, and when the IRS people, did I tell you about Frances Fox Pivens? She said that Obama has, under the radar, has placed people in key positions that will give the Communist Party control. Yeah, you won't read about this in the news. But the media covered up the death of 2,000 GIs. You never heard about one of them, not one. 20,000 wounded. You never heard about one of them, not one. And then the IRS, when they were called to testify, they all took the Fifth Amendment. The last guy I saw take the Fifth Amendment was Joe Valachi from the Cosa Nostra. And now we got an IRS Cosa Nostra. And Trump's got a lot of work. He's going to wear that first broom out in about 10 minutes. So here's a little IRS abracadabra.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with Democrats who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another order come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra. They're gonna reach out and grab you.
Okay, we're back. An entire generation does not know what a communist is. Maybe even two generations. Grown-up people don't dare to say the word communist. They will say liberal, left-winger, and progressive, but are afraid to say the real word communist. And mistake number two is failure to realize that communists have no moral base to guide them. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Francis Fox Pibbins, on stage in front of a Russian ambassador, says Obama has planted agents under the radar in many government agencies. Deep Throat, at the time of Watergate, leaking... Watergate leaking to the Washington Post, was the number two man in the FBI. Do you really believe Comrade Snowden was looking out for Americans when he fled to Red China and then to Mother Russia for his KGB pension? It's unbelievable. I'm going to give you a peppy Brazilian tune.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, dança o miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chibio da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba, é de baixo da saia. Debaixo da saia que eu tô, é debaixo que eu vou ficar. brincadeira pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no colo pra comemorar. Dança o meiozinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, te olhando cheio da morena. Ai que zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. Só pra te olhar. Ai, 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 ai. 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 Ai, 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 ai.
So like that, it was pretty peppy, huh? Okay, what are we going to talk about next? There's a movie coming out, and it's out already because somebody called me tonight and told me they saw it. It's not in every theater because it's not a pro-communist movie. It's an anti-communist movie. It tells about the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by Stalin. And covered up by the New York Times editor Walter Duranty, a communist. Nothing has changed. We are fighting and losing to communism. You talk to former refugees from communism. Ask them what they see here. We have only one super weapon. El Trumpo, the king's champion. So my buddy went to see Bitter Harvest. And it's about what happened in the Ukraine. And the collectivization of farms. That's when the government takes over your farm. Here they use the EPA and the BLM to squash the little farmer before they get ready for the big snatch. Oh, that could never happen in America. You want to go downtown with me? I'll show you two buildings that ain't there no more. That was never supposed to happen in America. Yeah. If you look at the pictures tonight, you're going to see 10 American sailors on their knees under the Obama administration surrendering to an Iranian fisherman with an AK-47 and a cell phone. Yeah, no, no, that's not how it happened. How do you know? Well, the media told me. They were outgunned. Yeah, you see any ammunition belts in their guns? Nothing. They were told to surrender by the fifth column. Anyway, in church today, they prayed for a lot of people, old timers that are passing on. So the roll call was kind of big. They're all with God now, and they all got new bodies. I always say, well, I'm going to the other planet. But anyway, they didn't pray for the 13 GIs who are going to kill themselves tonight. So I'm going to pray for them. And I'm going to say to them, if you're out there within the sound of my voice, and they should have made a pretty plea for them in church, because in that flock, there may be a guy who's thinking of saying sayonara. And it would be a good chance to reach out and touch him. So I'm going to reach out and touch anybody that's listening. And do not take your life and do not check out. You already died for your country. And that's why you're in the shape you're in. But you must realize that's why you're in the shape you're in. And now you got to go to your creator, the man who knows you better than anybody. The man who knows you. Every thought, he knows every hair on your head. And he loves you, and he don't want to see you. He don't want to see you until you're old and fuzzy. He wants you to enjoy life and to rebuild your life and get strong and live long. So, I dedicate this tune to the 4,700 American babies who had their heads cut off today, and I'm dedicating it to the 13 GIs who need help.
The cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary.
You see a lot of dishonesty in Washington, D.C. Whoever coined drain the swamp really picked a good description line, because it is a swamp. And they're all down there for the money. My father-in-law used to say, Tom, tell me why a guy spends $10 million to get a job that pays $179,000. I said, I don't know, Grandpa. I don't know, but it don't sound right. One term for termite. That's it. Una termino por termita. one term per termite. And to the Latin family people and Viva Cristo Rey people, get out of the Party de la Muerte. Do not have anything to do with the comunistas. Get over. Come over. People who love you, to the people who think like you, to the people who worship your God and Our Lady of Guadalupe, get out of the Party de la Muerte. Vamos, amigos. The only thing that's going to be left by 2018 in that disaster party are communists. You don't need that. You see what they did in Latin America. You see, it is said, Cuba, Venezuela, FARC in Colombia, the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, these are all communists. And they could be coming here to kill us too. Nothing says it all has to be bad Muslims. So, you're family people, and you work hard. Everybody that comes through the American system has to struggle to grow, just like a baby in the womb. Very helpless, especially when you can't even the size of your finger. But God gives him all of the tools and the mother's love to grow inside the womb until finally he exits and comes into the world. And he needs to be loved, and she needs to be loved, and they need to be nurtured, not have their heads cut off. What's the difference between Al-Qaeda and an abortion clinic? The abortion clinic is here. Al-Qaeda's trying to get in. You can't tell me out of 4,700 babies, not one was worth saving. Not one? What are you going to tell the master when it's your time to stand before the grand jury in heaven? And you know that baby's going to be there, because the first thing that comes when the sperm penetrates the egg is the soul. And the soul is God's black box, and it goes to heaven to testify. So, don't let these people talk you into killing your child. They do not have your best interest at heart. Look what they do. How much do blue eyes cost over brown eyes? At first they said they were doing it for the good of the people. And now we see it's all about the cash. It's always about the cash. Follow the money. 3 minutes for a $12 million conversation with Hillary from the King of Morocco. You think that's the only drop in the bucket? Forget about it. We need honest politicians. One term per termite. They don't need to be there. All they got to do is serve their country. And we got to bring back the draft. But first, we got to improve our honesty.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve.
some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty, such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you. I can find a lover, I can find a friend, I can have security. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. To see that you're lonely.
A 50% divorce rate among people with papers, not counting the hookups. What's going on? What's going on? I talked to people that came from families with 13 kids, 11 kids. Today, what do we got? A baby carriage, an empty baby carriage, and a Pomeranian? What are we doing here? Not what we were designed for, that's for sure. A lot of temptation out there. A lot of tools of the devil. I do notice one thing, and it breaks my heart. There are a lot of nuns out there that you don't know about. They're not into religious. They're just at home. And they don't go to the meat packing plants. A lot of single women. It is really sad. And also a lot of divorces. And it's horrible. Between divorce and abortion, I mean, who's left? We're in trouble. Maybe we don't deserve this country. Maybe the people that are coming in know how to make the most of it. I don't know. And the drug problem that's coming, you have no idea. You have no idea. There's a book, and I got a picture of it in the video. It's called Red Cocaine by a guy named Joe Douglas. In 1929, Mao Zedong was growing poppies for export to the United States. A sniper, his goal is to wound, not to kill. If he wounds somebody on the battlefield, it takes 2 to 4 men to carry the wounded back to get medical aid. That takes 2 to 4 men off the battlefield. And that's what drugs does. Drugs are a sniper's work, best work. And it's really sad. Right now, 8 states are promoting the legalization of marijuana. It all started with medical marijuana. Now, guys with CNI dogs, the dogs have glaucoma. so they can get extra weed. Give me a break, man. And all you scientists out there that like to experiment, you're throwing your life away. You want go to a morgue on a Friday night and see who didn't make the grade. Go to an emergency room on a Friday, Saturday night. See who didn't make the grade. The saddest ones to watch are the guys who were on methadone, who used up all their allotment for the week, for the month. And they're back trying to get more. And their doctors won't give it to them. And they're in pain. Why did you do that to yourself? God gave you a perfect body. We all come out of the chute. We all get diapers. And we all get to grow. It is really sad. Absolutely sad that you destroyed yourself because you thought you could handle it. You can't handle it. Nobody can handle it. Well, I was doing heroin for 30 years and I lived. Yeah, I know 30 guys that did it for 1 year and they're all in the ground. So, that's just a little advice. Now you can see, weed is, they're growing it. Everybody's going to be growing weed. Everybody's going to be a manufacturer. The cigarette company who told you cigarettes are no good for you, they're going to be rolling in dough because they're going to be rolling the weed. You'll be able to get Chesterfield, Parliament. You're going to get them all. Philip Morris. Those factories can't wait to start producing this stuff. And the government, the mafia in the government can't wait until they can tax it. And now their franchise is coming up. You got to make a fortune in weed, and they're going to tell you the success stories of the guys that are making it. They're making it on the backs of other Americans. And what happens? They graduate from weed to heroin to methamphetamine. They're no longer in control of their body. They're in trouble. You ever see the ads come to California at Costa Mesa? We treat you right. And there's a beautiful girl. She's getting a massage. And she's getting her fingernails done. She's in rehab. That's $40,000 a week. You ain't getting that kind of rehab. You know what you're getting? You're getting the struggle pit. You're going to be walking around like a zombie waiting for an egg salad sandwich. Yeah. Asking yourself, why am I in here with these junkies? I'm not a junkie. Unbelievable. Get away from that crap, man. Don't take yourself out of the picture. No self-inflicted wounds. Okay. Because life is but a dream.
Will you take part in
do dedications, the DJs, We'll do dedications. You know, this is to Joe from Sally. This is to Gloria from Frank. They don't do dedications anymore. So this is to my doctor, and this is to my lawyer, my two lawyers. It's unbelievable. Here's one dedicated to Margie, Little Dixieland. Want to hear a woman serenade a man? Yep, 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 yep. Okay. We got a minute left. I found the tune. Let me see if I can go back and see where I left it. Okay, we're going to close out with an original Buddy Holly recording. You can hear him tuning up to do the tune. The name of the tune is True Love Ways. And I wanted to give a little message out to the gospel blacks. Jesus don't want you to see you with a muzzle. Somebody tells you not to sing. We have to have a moment of silence. You shout hallelujah and you let it rip, baby. Because God loves gospel music. And the next show, I will open up with a good gospel tune. But here's Buddy Holly.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet boys. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just
have a nice week, folks. God keep you safe.